B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli today, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast here on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia. I'm Tyrone Johnson. Andrew Salchunas is in my seat. Natalie is in her normal seat today on this General Knowledge Wednesday, and we're going to have a lot of fun today, for sure. General Knowledge Wednesday is always a great day, the best day of the week. We're going to have a ton of fun today. But, as always, when I'm in this chair, we start with our Sesame Street style word of the day. And today's word is petty. Petty. Now, NHL, real fast, kudos to them. We will talk about them. We will talk to Chris Therrien today at 3 o'clock. The NHL has a plan. NHL will return. If things go the right way, probably July 1st, they can start camps as the plan. I know they say early July. If things continue to trend the way that they've been going, NHL will have a season. I'm excited to talk to Chris Therrien as a former player, that played at a high level, how he'll prepare, what he thinks about this round robin and all that stuff. We'll get to that. But they're being the opposite of petty, the NHL. They came up with a plan. They executed said plan. They're coming back. There are some teams that there was 29-2. It's hard to get more agreement than that in a league of a bunch of people. But let's also look at the other sport that's trying to have a plan, and that's Major League Baseball. That's where the petty applies. Now, real fast, because it's very easy to have the cliche when things like this happen, and the phone number to participate, 610-632-0975, as always. But it's very easy to do the people are struggling, people are dying, which is true. I don't want to see millionaires and billionaires argue over money. Very easy to say that cliche. It's said many times. We've all heard it. But I just want to make one thing clear. And again, we'll talk about the NHL as well. This will be a dual thing. We should be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. All right. So let's take the million and the billion thing. Because what we do is when we have thousands or hundreds or change, to be honest, we look at millions and billions and decide that it's the same. So I'm trying to, right now, I'll lay out, this is something you've probably heard before, of a way where you can differentiate between million and billion. So let's take a million seconds. Now, I know there's people out there from science and stuff that may have heard this, but a million seconds is 11 and a half days.
Really?
That's a million seconds.
Wow, did you count that?
No. I did not have the time to count that. A billion seconds is 31.75 years.
Wow.
Yes. A million, 11 and a half days. A billion, 31.75 years. So all of us remember, all three of us remember, and everybody out here remembers, unless we hit our head or something, 11 and a half days ago. Not everyone remembers 31.75 years ago. Some people weren't alive 31.75 years ago.
I think this room.
Right. So, baseball came out with their proposal. And if you remember, in the beginning, the proposal was very simple, something that everyone can understand all the way down to maybe second grade. We usually play 162 games. We will prorate the salaries based on how many games you play. And the players signed on that dotted line instantly, and they had an agreement. Boom. If I play half the games, I'll get half the money. I don't want you to pay me for work that I don't do. The owners don't want to pay for work that the players didn't do. Good. Baseball came out with their proposal last night. Now, they did this to be petty because they know that too many people think that 11 and a half days is the same as 31.75 years. They know that. They know that. They were petty about it and used it once again. So the first time, everybody killed the players. This time, though, they overplayed their hand being petty. Because under this formula, Bryce Harper, for example, first of all, every player in the league takes, even though the plan is to play 82 games, So slightly more than half a season. 50%. Most reasonable people would accept it if the players took 45. Maybe they would accept it if all the players took 40% with some sort of promise on the back end. Most of us would have agreed with that, would have lived with that, would have been okay with that. But instead, Bryce Harper, if he was the player, or Mike Trout, or the players, now let's remember one thing. No one has ever tuned into any sporting event to watch a damn owner.
Correct.
Okay, you own the team, you write the checks, but the players are the commodity.
I do like watching Jerry Jones complain.
I was just going to say that, but...
You tune in for that?
No.
Or you want to see his reaction after Dak throws an interception?
Exactly.
Yes.
So, the point being in all of this is they're more important to the fan, but they know that fans are jealous of athletes and they use this. So, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout would get 20% of their salary to play half the games. And they know that some people will say, so let's give an example. Mike Trout, the best player in the game of baseball, was set to make $37.6 million. That's a lot of money. Prorated for these 82 games, he would have made $19 million. Under the Major League Baseball plan, he'll make $5.7 million out of 37.6. 20%. Now, the owners think, and they do this not to save, just to save money. They do that because they think you, listening and watching, are damn fools. They think you're a fool. So they do this, and they go, they don't know numbers. They can't do math. They'll say the player should just take anything. And it bothers me. Not because I think a person who only makes $5.7 million should be passing the cup. What I'm saying is that all of us, from the slowest to the low person, whatever you consider as a job, to the highest of the high, we all are trying to make a living and we all are worth what we can negotiate. Whether it's me, anybody out there, you're worth what you can negotiate. If you make $40,000 and you ask your boss for $45,000 and they respond with $42,500 and you shake hands, you were able to negotiate a $2,500 raise. If they tell you, okay, about that, I'm only going to give you 20% of that. And you say, why? Because I said so? I don't think you'd be okay with it. But they want you to be okay with it with baseball. Why? Because they're petty. Now remember, just remember, if this is not a case of millionaires arguing with billionaires, this is the case of employers disrespecting their fan base and trying to abuse their workforce, their labor force. Remember, a player, again, 11 and a half days. The owner, 31.75 years. They're not the same. They're not equal. We should not pretend that they're equal because they're not. Now, even a lower player, if you're making $5 million, you'll take a 50% pay cut then. Now, I happen to know a person or two who make $1 million. They're not as rich as you think they are.
Yeah.
You cut half the money. I'm talking about this is an addition to the pro rate. So they were going from $1 million to $500, and then they're taking another slash on top of that. It's a petty thing. But it brings me to a larger question. 610-632-0975 about the differences and all this. People are frustrated with Major League Baseball in general. So here's a question that I have. The NHL is going to be watched, I can guarantee, by more people than ever because we'll all be starving for sports. If there is no baseball season, and one thing that hockey will have going for it is hockey has, at least arguably, the best playoffs of all of sports. You're not watching a game in February. You'll be watching a August playoff game with extreme intensity, and there's a chance that an early series could be best of five. So the intensity will be through the roof. With baseball season, I believe it's going to get canceled. I don't think it's going to happen. So I want to ask you that. Do you think there'll be a season? The players are not going. The players will take nothing before they accept 20% on 50% work. They will. They will take nothing before they take 20% for 50% work. It won't happen. This time next year, is the NHL more popular than Major League Baseball?
Ooh,
That is, if baseball, hockey's coming back. Hockey comes back and they have a great season. Obviously, we want the Flyers but to win, and the Flyers have a shot. The round robin, they can, the one seed, who knows? But whoever wins the Stanley Cup will have more hockey eyeballs on them than ever before because they're in a space where we've been dying for sports.
Well, and you know what's funny about that, Ty? We always say, and the casual hockey fan says, I only watch playoff hockey. Now the whole world can only watch playoff hockey.
Exactly.
So it's going to be incredible because that's the best version of hockey anyway.
Anyway.
I mean, games are great, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying just the casual sports viewer can watch playoff hockey and get invested.
The gap between regular season and playoff hockey is the largest gap in sports, in my opinion. Baseball would have a good gap, except they make their games longer because now there's 29 pitching changes, and that is not always fun for people, and the games start too late. So a child can't stay up for the end of an AL game with the DH and the 29 pitching changes and all that kind of stuff. The NL, they have to be a little bit more judicious because the pitcher's bad. That's what I mean. The ALCS, kids aren't able to stay up to watch it because of how they do it. Hockey's different. Hockey's fast. Hockey has a lot going for it. So, I want to ask everybody, and think it through for just 1 second. 610-632-0975. This time next year, if there is no baseball season, because of the owners, not because of the players, it will be 100% because of the owners. And the NHL has what I expect to be a fantastic playoff run, different, new, while we're starving to watch sports. Will the NHL this time, 2021, pass Major League Baseball, where a lot of kids don't want to watch, and they have some issues in the game? I'm not one of these people that hates baseball, but let's be honest. There are people who do. Like, they're out there. There are haters out there looking for an excuse to do something else in the summer. If hockey's what they do in the summer this year, is hockey what they want to do in the summer next year? 610-632-0975. And, of course, before we go to the update, it's General Knowledge Wednesday, and that is presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in your toolbox. When precision matters, be sure with Testo. We have our 5 Hertz chip truck, so each hour there'll be a chip truck winner, and the grand prize will get the chip truck, the 5th one, and a $100 gift card for any of your locals, for one of, you know, the best spots in the whole area. Carlino's Market in Ardmore in Westchester. Fantastic food. They sent food here a couple of weeks ago when Nat was home, unfortunately.
I know.
It was all that.
I love Carlino's.
And they sent stuff that I could eat.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, Carlino's is top. Come on.
Top shelf, of course.
Top of the line. You can order online for delivery and curbside pickup. They're open at carlinosmarket.com. So 610-632-0975. Let's have fun today. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. 610-632-0975. 2 o'clock hour brought to you by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And now it's time to open our Twitter poll. These are always fun. I don't know what it is today. Usually I do. It's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment? And it's growing like crazy with this weather we've had. Paul B. Moyer and Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Natalie.
Thanks, Ty. Today's poll, over 100 votes on this one early. This time next year, if there is no baseball season, could the NHL pass the MLB in popularity? 57% say yes, 43% say no. I'm a little surprised.
See, that's early voting, but people, emotion plays a part in it, but that's okay because we have to recognize that sports fans by nature are emotional. If that's the case, we would, like that 08 team, for example, would be a lot more beloved, but the emotion of not winning another one got to a lot of people. Emotion is part of watching sports.
Right.
And I think there's an anger towards Major League Baseball. And before, I think it was for the players. With this plan, nobody, come on. All right, Andrew, you do the Fanatic Baseball show. And unfortunately, if baseball didn't come back, you'd have no Fanatic Baseball show.
You know, one year survival rate.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to be really upset.
I'm going to do, but I will put you in the player's shoes real fast.
Yes.
And we're going to get to the phones in just 1 second. I promise. 610-632-0975. Should Mike Trout, you're going to play half a season.
Mm-hmm.
So 37.666 would be his regular contract. He was set for $19.065 million.
Right.
If he played half.
Right.
Should he be okay with $5.7 million?
No, he shouldn't. And I know that $5.7 million is a lot for you, I, Natalie. The three of us combined are not making anywhere near close to $5.7 million.
No.
But, you know, when this all started a couple weeks ago, I didn't like that it was so open. Like, I didn't like Blake Snell going on his Twitch and complaining about it. Because I go,
I think that was pandemic related. Let's say if it was just a strike, the players would be a lot more tight-lipped. Both him and Harper both said it while they're playing video games.
Right.
So the guard was way down, and they just let the natural flow versus the, hold on, oh, you know, something we got to think about. No, they didn't do that. They came unfiltered because it was on Twitch.
Right.
They were just kicking it and having a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I didn't need to hear that, right?
Because,
you know, we're all dealing with stuff here, and we're lucky to still be working, right?
Right.
Like, we are still lucky to have an income coming in. So I didn't like that it was public, but I was still on the player's side because they were getting kicked in the ass by this. And now, even more money. All of a sudden, Mike Trout, who is the best player in the league right now, is going to make $5 million. And again, $5 million is a lot of money for you and I, but for the best player in the league to only make $5 million, you know, this isn't Grover Cleveland Alexander, right? Right. We're not playing the 1900s anymore, and they weren't making $5 million. Mike Trout is going to lose $25 million. That can't happen.
And he'll do 50% of the work.
Yeah.
He's still going to play half the games.
Yeah.
This isn't for 20 games. This is for 82 out of 162.
Right. And he's still going to be the most marketable player for the LA Angels, right?
In the number two market in America.
Yep. Every time there is an ESPN Sunday Night Baseball game and it's the Angels, people are going to tune in because they're going to advertise, watch Mike Trout and the Angels. They're not going to say, watch Anthony Rendon and the Angels. They're going to say, Mike Trout and the Angels.
Well, and what's interesting is, you know, we're thinking about this monetarily and what it would take for baseball to come back. But these are the people who are putting themselves at risk.
Yep.
And that's what I think a lot of, if you take everything else away, they're the people who are going to be playing and abiding by these very strict rules.
And that we, the only ones we care to watch, and they still haven't agreed to pay for daily testing.
Still. Right. So how is it even going to make sense?
Right. So, and one last thing, and I don't want the NHL to fall behind because negative, we always go towards the negative more than the positive. NHL did a great job coming up with a plan. People are mad about the dates and stuff. This all has to be fluid. It has to be liquid. We don't know what's going to happen. So them to have it and then have, okay, boom, let's execute the plan we already have, that was great. But the Oakland A's, now John Middleton, stand-up guy. All credit to John Middleton. I don't know how much say he has with the owners, but what he's doing for his employees and all that thing should be applauded, and he should get credit. But the Oakland A's, I just want to give you an example. Now, remember, I mentioned 1,000,000, 11.5 days, 1,000,000 seconds. 1,000,000,000 seconds, 31.75 years. So the Oakland A's owner is worth $2 billion. So that's 63.5 years. He's unwilling to pay $400 a week after the end of this month, so coming up in merely seconds, they're going to lose all of their pay, all of the Oakland A's minor leaguers, all of them are going to lose all of their pay, $400 a week, by the way, which adds up, if he did it for June, July, and August, it would add up to, guess what? $1 million.
Wow.
So once again, he won't pay 11.5 days, but he's sitting on, him in particular, he's sitting on 63.5 years worth of money. That's why I do the seconds. But these are the guys I'm supposed to side with against the guys that went through the minor leagues, toiled at baseball, and got what the market paid. All of a sudden, oh, I would love to do that. Yes, but you're not good at it. Because if you were good at it, you'd be in the majors. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's one thing, oh, they get to play a kid's game. Yeah. One, it's still a job. And two, so would you if you were good, but you're not.
So you don't.
So, like, and people that know I'm talking to, or it's not everybody, they know who they are.
Yeah.
So let's have fun today, though. General Knowledge Wednesday. Natalie, yes. You have the questions?
All right, yes, I have questions. I have music general knowledge.
Uh-huh.
I have 90s trivia.
Uh-huh.
I have a general knowledge, and then I have Philadelphia Eagles facts trivia.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Good stuff.
All right, let's have a good show today. Avery in Sicklerville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Hey, Tyrone, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Well, for the Flyers, it turns out since we got a bye, we have to play the round robin. But it seems like it might favor for us because I did the math for all the teams, and we're 5-9 out of all the times we played them in the regular season.
Yeah, they have beaten all those teams, and you can look at it. This is how I look at that round robin. One, the players agreed to this because they did not want all the lower teams to be able to get on a bit of a roll while they're just sitting around, apparently, and then they come out and you have to play a team that's hot. But the Flyers were the 4 seed, basically, before all this started. Worst case scenario, they're still the 4 seed. Best case scenario, they're the 1 seed. And I know it's a neutral site, but last shift, being able to put your people on, I think is a big deal. I think that's a big deal. So I think that the Flyers can end up playing some good competition in the round robin. They can move up to the 1 seed, play a weaker team once the playoffs, quote unquote, start. To me, there's no downside. The worst scenario is they end up right where they were.
Yeah, the only team I'm worried about is the Lightning because we haven't won a game all season with them. If we could beat them and beat all three of them and get the 1 seed, I think we'll be good.
Yeah, and then who knows, 2, 3, or whatever. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Okay, take one.
Here we go.
All right, we'll do the general knowledge category. What does the BBC stand for? What does BBC stand for?
British Broadcasting Company.
Correctamundo.
All right, there it is.
Correct.
Just that simple.
Well, it's corporation.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Well, he hit correctamundo.
I know. That's why. Well, we'll just give it to him, right?
He qualifies.
I don't have the answers in front of me here.
I feel like the first two letters are more important. British Broadcasting Corporation / company. Kind of the same, right?
What this world needs now
is Hirsch
trucks. Love. Sweet love.
And chip trucks.
And for the baseball owners not to be
petty.
to be petty. That is the word of the day. Petty, because the baseball owners, like, they think they're slick. And this is another reason where they're petty. They know that the Trouts and the guys that make a lot of money, money that we can't fathom, they're the ones that take the big hit. So they know, well, they think that you're a damn fool. And we're all just damn fools. And we'll just say, yeah, he makes too much money anyway. But, they're not going to do that to the Tomas Perez-level guys of the world. The Bruntlett-level guys of the world. No. They're going to go after. But think about that, though. But they're also targeting the players that actually put those billions of dollars in their pockets. Because I can tell you what. When I tune into a game, I want to see Harper. I'm not McCutcheon. But I tell you what. That backup catcher, he's taking barely any pay cut. You think I ever tune in to see him?
But you don't like Knapp?
No.
Nappy Boy Radio Live? Come on, man.
No, I don't. I don't tune in to see a nap. I go take a nap on a Sunday, on a day game after a night game.
I don't tune in to see nap. No, I take a nap.
I'll take a nap with a K. But I am not tuned in. But I tune in for Harper. He should take the pay cut. Sure. Trout, he should be the one to take the big pay cut. The guy, the middle reliever that no one cares about, no, he should get most of his salary. That makes sense, Major League Baseball. You just think I'm a damn fool. Like, you're just going to look me in the face. I'm taking it personal. You're just going to look me in the damn face and just say, you're a fool.
Pretty much.
Okay, I can't have that.
Like, you don't know any better.
I don't know that, seems like you're kind of hurting your players that are good, and then because there's not that many of them, they'll think strength in numbers, and they'll try to split the clubhouse.
Well,
it's petty. It's so petty. I mean, I guess it's genius if it works, but it's petty.
But it's petty. And what have we been saying about baseball over the last couple of years? It's how do you change baseball? How do you get more people to it? What is the one problem that we say? There's not enough stars.
Not nearly enough
right?
stars.
Not nearly enough stars.
And
then you're going to...
stars.
Yes, you don't market your stars. So now, and then you're going to sacrifice your stars?
And it's funny. When Ken Griffey Jr. was playing, Ken Griffey Jr. had his own video game. Forget a MLB The Show. Griffey had his own. I don't think there's a single player right now popular enough to sell enough units of his own baseball game in all of baseball. So I don't think Mike Trout, and we look, local, we love him. He's at every Eagles game that he can be and all that stuff. I don't know.
You're not making Mike Trout 20.
Right. You can put him on the cover of a game, but you're buying MLB The Show.
Yeah, you're not buying it because of the person on the cover.
Griffey sold units of video games because it was him.
However, Mike Trout does endorse the Super Pretzel. So he has that going for him. Did you know that?
No.
He's on the Super Pretzel box.
I like that.
Yeah. So he's not on a video game, but he does have a pretzel.
He has endorsements. I'm just saying this is the drop off from the 90s with baseball to now. But nah, cut their pay. Duck in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, sir. I'm there, Ty.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, not too much. How's everybody else, man? I just wanted to call, man. Did you see that about Skip Bayless? He was talking about Jalen Reagor, man.
Yeah, I saw, but listen, stop paying attention to that guy. Listen to
him. Right.
Makes a lot of money. I can only hope to make as much money as that guy has made. He's lasted in this business forever. Wrote and all that kind of stuff in the sports, blah, 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 blah. All credit to Skip Bayless. The guy's right. He's not a serious human being. Like, everything he says is just trolling. It's just clickbait. He says nothing of significance. We have to stop paying attention to the guy.
Man,
we just have to stop. He's just a complete joke. And again, I hope I can make whatever the money he's making one day, but I won't be a joke doing it. He's a joke. So I saw that Reagor responded. Hopefully that makes him work out harder and have something to prove and all that kind of stuff for his workouts. But it's not anything to take seriously because he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not a serious person.
How you feel about the Kayvon Wallace, I believe his name was. He got the big tattoo of the Eagle.
You know what I like? This is what I put the equivalent to. People wonder why so many of these rappers come out with the face tattoos and stuff like that. They're doing that subconsciously, apparently. A psychologist went into this, that they're all in. So they're fully living everything, so they have to get a record deal because I can't go get a job. I got face tattoos. But so that when they push all the way in, I think this is his version of saying, I'm pushing all the way in on my career. I'm going to be an Eagle for life. I'm going to be a Hall of Famer as an Eagle. Now, who knows if it's going to work out, but I do like that mindset, so I dig the tattoo.
Yes, sir. I hope it works out.
Can I get
a general knowledge?
Yes, you can.
All right. Your category is 90s trivia. What was the name of the school where Saved by the Bell was set? Where did they go to school?
Saved by the Bell. Oh, man. I don't know.
Ty?
It's Bayside, right?
Sure is.
Yeah. Bayside.
Good old Bayside High.
Now that's a bad. I watched the show. Bad show.
See, I was going to say, you don't like it, do you?
Here's the problem. There's a couple of problems with it. One.
Who is it? Who is it? Who's your first complaint with? Zach?
No, it's Mario Lopez.
It's Slater.
Slater. So let me get this straight. I went to school. In high school, okay? And we know the hierarchy for the athletes and who's cool and who's not and stuff, but his main sport was wrestling.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to pick up a football or basketball to be the most popular guy in school. Wrestling alone is not going to get it done.
He was a stud. And he'd come out with his hair onesie.
And then there was this one episode. Also, the girls, I saw what they did. At the time, I like Lisa Turtle. She has had some personal problems since then, Lark Voorhees.
Really?
Tiffany Thiessen has held up remarkably well.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She looks incredible. Mm-hmm. Then the other one with the I'm so excited, I'm so scared. But with some caffeine pills?
She was studying.
Come on, man. Some caffeine pills.
That was an issue.
Come on, man.
Someone had to calm Jesse down.
Caffeine pills.
Look, she had to study. She had to get good grades. She was feeling the pressure.
She wasn't sipping lean or nothing. So worried about. I wasn't worried about her then. Now that I know what I know, I'm like, come on. Come on, Jesse.
She goes, I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Bad acting. Then why could he freeze time and then suddenly he stopped freezing time?
I don't know. That was weird.
No one would stop freezing time if they could.
No.
Every time you're tired or something, you'd freeze time. You'd take a nice nap.
But it seems
I don't have time to work out. You'd freeze time.
Yeah.
You'd work out, shower, come back, and he just stopped freezing time.
He did.
Nah. And that lame principal.
Mr. Belding?
Yeah, didn't like
what him. Was wrong with him? He was kind of funny.
He's just cornball.
He's like, what are you kids up to?
And Screech.
Yeah.
They should have wrote Screech out.
No.
I can't have a Dustin Diamond.
Well, what's he? He's had like a history since the show, hasn't he?
Yeah. There's a child star.
Has he done?
I think he had a tape leak.
Did he have? Oh, okay. I thought so.
He also beat up some like little like a guy from Welcome Back, Kotter. That was half his size.
It's crazy how all these just go right over my head. I just missed it, generation wise.
Actually. You were like on the he was like born during the college years.
Yeah, that's not as good.
Which doesn't nobody talks about the Saved by the Bell college years.
I was like SpongeBob. That was me.
Well, that's a cartoon.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. All right. Gene in Doylestown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing today, Tyrone?
What's going on, Gene?
Same stuff, different day.
Right on.
I just wanted to call and touch base. I liked the NHL plan. I was excited listening to Batman yesterday because it seems like they're taking everybody into consideration, fans, players, and the owners, and they got a nice play. And like you said, you couldn't have picked a better word. What Major League Baseball owners are being is petty. Petty, petty, petty. I think if that owner of the Oakland A's wants to stop paying his minor league baseball player,
he
should lose the rights to them. They should be scattered amongst the other teams and put into a new draft or something.
That's a great point,
Gene. I think it's horrible.
No, thank you for bringing it up. So that's the other part. In the deal, they'll still get their medical benefits. All right. No money. But they can't go to another team that might want to pay them. So the Phillies, for example, again, I don't know what John Middleton's going to do in the future, but John Middleton is taking care of his employees. Kudos to John Middleton. We have to also be positive when need be and when it's appropriate, and it is appropriate.
Absolutely, the Phillies right now,
John Middleton wanted to say, I want to scour, because once the A's do it, I mean, it'll be bad PR, but other teams are going to do it. He should be able to scour their minor league system and sign every single one of those hard-throwing guys that may be 25 years old already and haven't figured it out and all that kind of stuff. They should be figuring that out, ways to do it. The fact that so now they're not allowed to make a living playing baseball during a pandemic where it's tough to get a job. And all these guys already playing for winter jobs. They don't plan for summer jobs, minor league, because they play baseball for a job. And to do this to them, when once again, he's sitting on 63 years worth of money, and also it costs him a total of 11 and a half days worth of money, it shows you what they're all about, doesn't it, Gene?
Absolutely. And not to be, like I said, I almost feel bad lumping Middleton in with all the owners of baseball, because he has been a standout. And this guy in Oakland he's awful for what he wants to do. And he's worth $2 billion. And you know there's owners out there that are worth a lot more than that.
Yep.
And they're doing the same type of stuff. It's just, as I said, they're despicable to me. That's my opinion about them. And
speak on it. No, I'm with you, Gene.
I would rather not see baseball this year, like they said, and that's a real possibility, because I can't see the players union letting this go through as it is right now.
No way.
And if they're not going to budge, I don't think we're going to see baseball.
I don't think so either.
And that's disappointing.
And, yep, absolutely. About back, time for your general knowledge question, Gene.
All right, okay. Gene gets Eagles trivia. What other team did the Philadelphia Eagles temporarily merge with during World War II? Was it the New York Giants, the Baltimore Colts, the Pittsburgh Steelers, or the Chicago Bears?
That would be the Pittsburgh Steelers, or they were known as the Steagles.
The Steagles.
There you go. Another qualifier for the Hurst chip truck and the big $100 gift card from Carlino's. Yes. So, and the reason I brought up that minor league thing, though, and I'm sorry that I have not put enough positive focus on the NHL's plan. I will admit that the plan, as he was presenting it in real time, a little confusing.
Yeah,
a little confusing. That's why we'll have Chris Terrien on at 3 o'clock. maybe he'll have a better way. But I also want to talk to him about like how he would prepare and stuff like that as a player for this particular situation. But the fact that he wouldn't pay the $400 a week as an owner, that should tell you what they're all about. You see, if they're paying the minor leaguer, because none of this is the minor leaguer's fault. Also, one last thing with that Oakland A's owner, he negotiated a deal where he would get the building this year, the stadium, for free. See, there's overhead with stadiums that the owners have to pay. He had to pay zero. And he's not paying any, obviously, the concession workers and stuff. They work for their sales, so they only get commission. So he gets that Coliseum for free.
Wow.
And he still got rid of everybody, worth $2 billion. They don't care about, and when they do that, those minor leaguers not playing baseball for a year, do you think that helps his organization?
Right.
That weakens his organization. And then that punishes who? The baseball viewing public. Not just on his team, but players that might get traded and all that kind of things because they can't play baseball. So who's he hurting? He's hurting the fan.
Well, the fan, and he's hurting his own bottom line by thinking that he's, I guess, saving it by taking this approach.
But when the A's have been known for, the only reason they stay afloat, because he doesn't like spending that $2 billion, he's not spending it, is by having a great farm system. Well, good luck having that without minor leaguers. And they all aren't going to be your first-round pick blue chippers. You need a Shane Victorino Rule 5 guy that ends up helping you win a World Series and get back to another one. You need those guys, and now the Shane Victorinos of the world aren't going to be playing baseball and not getting any money. So you think when it's time to re-sign and stuff, he's going to be loyal to the A's? Nah, come on. Can't be loyal to the A's. Can't be. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic,
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. 610-632-0975. We're talking about petty today. Petty today and the petty MLB owners and the NHL being the opposite of petty. We'll talk to Chris Therrien today at 3 o'clock about what his thoughts are on the plan. And also how he'll think the Flyers and other players will get prepared for this, because I think that's going to be, obviously, this is a one-of-a-kind type of situation. Now, camps aren't until July the 1st at the earliest. But thanks to the governor of New Jersey, individual workouts on the voluntary basis are allowed. And I would imagine that the NHL is working on getting the test and stuff like that. And then there has been an expanded availability of tests for regular people. I know, Nat, you've had a COVID test. I've had a COVID test.
Yes.
So they are available. Andrew, I think you at least know someone who's had a COVID test as well. So they're becoming more available. I am interested in what the players can do over the next month to be kind of in shape for camp, because I don't think this will be a training camp situation where you can show up to get in shape. You got to get to go be there to sharpen up.
Yeah.
You got to show up in shape. And it's going to be hard to be in shape with up until this point, but it should be easier now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there had to be some expectation that the athletes should have been kind of maintaining in the meantime, but it's so hard to do because there's no answers.
And it's even harder than a basketball court to find some real ice.
Right.
So my guess is what they'll do, and we'll ask if he knows, it just makes the most sense. They'll have scheduled skates throughout the day so there's not too many people in the building when they get up and down and do stuff, at least to get that out of the way. But I don't think it's going to be contact for a while.
No.
Because contact isn't safe. yet.
No, and I can't imagine being the athlete and going back into the situation kind of the way that it is right now. It's going to be interesting because that not only are they going to have to overcome these physical barriers, there's also now a mental barrier involved too, that you're going up, you know what I mean? You're going for the jump ball and you're touching the next guy. It's kind of like we're still touching, you know?
Yeah, but you know, at least you'll know that the guy's been tested.
I guess.
One of the strangest things, I thought about this yesterday. It's going to be weird in Utah. Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, they already
and don't, Don Mitchell,
they don't like each other.
No, they don't.
They don't like each other. They didn't like each other before the now, what's you know what? We'll get remind me to get into that later.
Okay.
Because that there's something that's related to Simmons and Embiid with that we gloss over. But it just shows you how the national media sometimes really are haters. Dave in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Top of the afternoon.
20975. Jerome in Sicklerville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, how you doing?
What's up, Jerome?
All righty. I believe we'll have baseball. I just believe that the owners know they want to make some kind of money. Players want to play. We're going to have baseball. And I'm looking forward to hockey, the way things are going to go. This may be the year Flyers win it, Tyrone. And if we have baseball, the Phillies are going to take it too. I believe it.
Well, I disagree with you on that. But on the Phillies part, they're not good enough to take it all. But because of the general manager and the job that he did. But let's go back to the baseball thing. You're saying you're assuming there's going to be a season.
Yeah, I think it will.
Would you take, okay, right now you're a player. You were set to make $37.6 million. You're going to play half a season. So instead of getting your $19 million of pay, they will give you $5.7 million. Would you play? Because you can sit out and then come back next year and get your $37.6 full.
Yeah, no, I probably wouldn't. But
so why do you
think
this would be a season?
The owners want to make money, Tyrone.
I understand the owners want to make money. The players want to make money, too.
But I think
you think they'll come to a compromise, you mean?
I mean, they might. I mean, I just think they're ready to play. The owners know those guys aren't going to play in those conditions, so something's going to be done, and we're going to have baseball.
Okay, so you think there's going to be some positive movement in some way?
Oh, I think it will happen, sure.
All right, Jerome. I'm not as convinced as you, but I like your optimism. Let me get your general knowledge question.
Okay.
All right. This is music trivia. What is the name of the Beatles' first album?
Is that the first album? Is it? Oh my goodness! Is it All You Need Is Love? I'm guessing.
That is incorrect.
Sorry, Jerome. It's a tough one. What's the answer?
You got it? Did you know it?
No.
Please, please me.
Yeah, I had no idea.
No, really?
That's not a great album.
Well, it's their debut album.
Yeah, there's a lot of great debut albums. The Beatles just didn't have one. They didn't. In fact, the Beatles stunk until Rubber Soul.
You think so? Well, yeah. You didn't like their super poppy stuff, did you?
I think they stunk until Rubber Soul. I think all of it stunk, except for Yesterday. I have to check when Yesterday came out. Yesterday's the only early Beatles song I like.
Really?
Yes. I hate all those other early Beatles songs.
Oh.
That's why if we were going to do hot takes, like Queens of the Stone Age are better than the Beatles.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
This has Dave Matthews Band and Grateful Dead written all over it.
The Beatles are an all-time great band. Like, I understand where they're... And again, everything after Rubber Soul, at Rubber Soul on... Fantastic. But, like, I'm just saying. Queens of the Stone Age better than the Beatles.
You said it. Not me.
I know. I know. Courtney in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thanks for not giving me that question, because I would have never guessed that answer. But I don't know, Tyrone, about the Phillies. They got a good chance, because it seems to me Aaron Nola run out of gas at the end of every year. So if he only playing a half a season.
He didn't, you know. I don't know if it's run out of gas. I think that he's not a guy with great stuff. And I think the guys, and most guys in modern baseball that always keep it going are guys who have the great stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
So if you could throw it by a guy and they're looking fastball and you come back with that slider because you can throw 95, 96, 97, et cetera, I think that's all it is. But I don't think, okay, so I'll give you him. Let's say he is Cy Young level. What do you think about, okay, Wheeler, and then who else? Because you need more
Arrieta. Arrieta in the contract year.
Come on,
he's getting
man.
Up there in age.
Come on, man. What has she shown you as a Philly to where you think he can be good?
Not too much.
He can speak a lot. He talks a lot, but he don't play a lot.
Money talks, though. You know how they get.
I'm sure he's going to try. But my thing is, he's still, 33 years old? Something like that?
Yeah.
With a lot of miles. And he hasn't been good. He hasn't been particularly good for the last 2 years. Now, Al, you know what? Let me even go there. Let's say because it's half a year, he will be good, but then that won't just apply to him. That means there'll be some other veteran pitchers who might not be able to go over 162 that are good over 82. So even then, I don't buy in to it, personally.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all.
Now, I'm going to tell you this first. I disagree with it, but the owner's argument is probably, okay, yeah, you plan to have a season, but if there's no fans in it, no gate, and no and no concessions,
yep.
I'm not agreeing with it, but I'm just saying that's going to be their argument.
Yep, I hear you, and I'll respond real fast to your general knowledge question.
Gotcha.
All right, this is regular general knowledge. What element does O represent on the periodic table?
I couldn't get the save by the bell question, huh? I have no idea.
Sorry, buddy.
O is for oxygen.
Correctamundo.
You need some oxygen. Real fast. Fine. Then all the baseball owners have to do is something they never done before in 30-some years. Open up the books. Prove that you get all their money from that. And then the players can come to a split. But unfortunately, they want to do this based on, don't worry, we're telling you the truth, players. They don't even open the books. Players don't even know how much they actually making concessions and all that kind of stuff because the owners keep that secret too. Why? Because they're petty. All right. 610-632-0975. On the other side, we'll talk to the great Chris Terrien about this whole NHL, this excellent NHL situation. We're not just going to be negative all day as General Knowledge Wednesday continues here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Through this, let us know. Email us at family.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.